In November, the Garfield County Commissioners called for a six-month moratorium on new or amended mining and gravel projects. County staff was tasked with developing the 2030 Comprehensive Plan and adjusting the land use code.
Back in November, the board asked us to look at our regulations and work on rewriting them to provide better tools for us as reviewers and for them as decision makers to actually be able to understand projects better.
That's Cheryl Bauer, Garfield County Community Development Director.
At that time, they didn't specifically advise us to go look at 1041 regulations. That came later after we had brought on a consultant to help us with that. We went back to the board in January just to get some general direction on the 1041. And looking at it and discussing how 1041 works with our consultant, we felt that that was probably the best way to go with these new regulations.
Boulder attorney Barbara Green is the consultant to the county on preparing the mining regulation amendments. She told KDNK that 1041 regulations are named for a piece of state legislation from the 1970s.
And it came about at a time when the state was beginning to notice one of its booms of people moving here from other places. And there was concern at the time that local governments did not have the proper regulatory tools they needed to address the growth.
Local governments had minimal subdivision regulations and very few had zoning. Green says that the legislation intended to help governments work with the impacts associated with new growth and development.
The Act lists certain activities of state interest and certain areas of state interest from which local governments are allowed to choose. And if you choose, say, areas around arterial highways is one of them, if you choose that area to be a matter of state interest, you hold a hearing to designate it, and you make findings about why you're designating that, and then you adopt your own permit process and regulations that will apply to that area going forward.
So that's what Garfield County is in the process of completing now. First, it has to approve the expansion of 1041 powers to include mining. Then, it will develop the standards to which permit applicants must adhere, such as air quality, blasting, visual impacts, water quality, roads, and other environmental impacts. Green says 1041 powers would replace existing county mining regulations and could simplify the permitting process.
Now, under the county code for an industrial use like mining, I would have to go to three or four different sections of the code to find out what the hearing requirements were and what the standards were and what the zoning was, whereas 1041 is a standalone document that you can go to that has all of the areas and activities that the county has designated and the regulations that apply to those different areas and activities. So it's all in one place.
Cheryl Bauer agrees.
They pretty much can be standalone in one article. Don't have to go and amend multiple sections of code. We thought a more wide-ranging ability to review projects and really get a comprehensive look at them.
Heather McGregor is with the Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance, a group fighting the proposed expansion of the Mid-Continent Limestone Quarry. She told KDNK that the county already uses 1041 regulations for highway projects, water and wastewater plants, transit stations, and airports.
So this is not a new way to regulate in Garfield County. It's just a new type of use that Garfield County would be using its 1041 powers to enact regulations.
Discussion about the process began on Wednesday, March 18th, with Garfield County Commissioners and the County Planning and Zoning Commission, and will continue tomorrow night. The Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance has asked members to write letters to the P&Z, urging the commission to adopt certain standards. But McGregor says this isn't only about the proposed expansion for the Mid-Continent Quarry.
Well, these regulations would govern that project, but they would also apply to any mining operation anywhere in Garfield County in what will be defined mineral resource areas, which take in large swaths of undeveloped land outside the city limits.
Cheryl Bauer says that a few years ago, county commissioners upgraded gravel regulations and needed to do the same for mining regulations.
So at that point, we decided, well, probably a good idea to put a hold on things and really take a deeper dive into how our regulations look, how they perform, and how we can improve them.
The county moratorium on new mining permits ends in June. County commissioners expect to vote on whether or not to approve 1041 mining regulations on May 11th. The public will have two opportunities to weigh in on the regulations in late April and early May. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.